Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
If you want to travel, we have lots of travel information here, courtesy of Pauline Frommer. She is excellent. Her family has a great reputation of helping people in the travel mode. As a matter of fact, she's blogging in the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com about the 10 best airfare search sites.
Oh, this is great. I went through it the other day.
There are a couple that maybe are not so good that are listed in there as well. Plus information. Did you know that U.S. Airways no longer exists? What does that mean? There are a couple of interesting anecdotal stories I'm sure that she has for us, and we'll get to those in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, ladies, whom do men find more attractive? Women with long, medium, or short hair? Well, you may think this has to do with today's concept of beauty, but actually, there's some evidence that it involves brain wiring. Here's the science of it.
Give me a head with hair.
Reported in Psych Today, men rate women's faces framed by long and medium length hair as more attractive. And if you're kind of slightly on the unattractive side, then you need to get the greatest beauty bounce. It has to do with youthful traits and the perceived fertility signal. It's an adaptive brain signal. We act as if longer hair is associated with health and fertility.
You should keep your hair like that. It's very slimmy.
So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it worked for Rapunzel. Longer hair might just work for you. So, if you got a question or a comment, contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Good day, program. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travel Guides. What do you think of when you think of you and your family have been traveling for years? Does it mean anything to you and or to us that the last flight of U.S. Airways was taken, was Philadelphia to San Francisco? After that, the end of 76 years of kind of mergers, one to the other. I remember the U.S. Air was sort of a conglomeration of Allegheny and Ozark and a...
Right. What it might mean today, a lot of the pundits are saying it might mean chaos at the airport, because this is the first day that the two computer systems of those two massive airlines are being married. And I'm sure they've done tests, but as we know with computer systems, something always messes up. So if you're flying U.S. Airways or American Airways today, get to the airport early. A lot of people are really worried there's going to be chaos.
All right. So how does that fold into, Pauline, the event that Southwest had to deal with, the massive breakdown in their computer system? And what happened was chaos. And again, people were being asked to show up at the airport for paper tickets 2 hours before the flight. You know, it's why should we have to pay for their problems and their mistake? Why don't they give us back our money?
Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it? I just don't think they're going to do it. I mean, the thing is, I mean, the U.S. Airways disappearance is another sign that we have a monopolistic system in this country. We've got four airlines, as I said, I think last year, controlling over 80% of the flights. Yeah. And that is bad news, especially if you're living in an airport that's controlled by just one carrier. Yeah. You're not going to get a break.
Look at Cleveland, Cincinnati. I remember, and you do too, I'm sure, when we were kids, there were all kinds of choices, but this has the airline business gone the same route as other businesses, the consolidation, bigger businesses, and we all
are too big to fail.
It's
a big mistake, I think, what the federal government did in approving all of these mergers. It really was not good for the traveling public.
No, not at all.
And it's going to take a while. But, you know, actually, this week, there's this app called Hopper that tracks fares, and they came out with a report that prices are going to be slightly down this fall from last because of the cost of fuel. Mm-hmm. They are cutting consumers a break in certain routes up to 12% less. Because they are paying less for fuel, much less. Yeah. So it's not all bad news.
One of the things I got a kick out of in the last 24 hours was the story of the flight from Dallas-Fort Worth, an American flight that was held up because bees were swarming under the plane. Because apparently they were trying to build a nest or something. I know, it really is.
At least it wasn't snakes on a plane. That's my big fear since that movie came out. What's that?
Can you imagine? Wow, Zowie. All right, so there's always a lot of good advice. Going to the Frommer Travel Guides, what's your website, Pauline?
Our website is frommers.com. We have a great article up right now on which airfare search engine does the best for you. Yep. And the big takeaway is Orbitz, Expedia, and Travelocity ain't it.
Yes. All right. Check it out. Thank you, Pauline.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.